Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. On U.S. college campuses this week, student demonstrators on the campus of Columbia University in New York. And there have also been pro-Palestinian demonstrations and counter-demonstrations at other universities across the country, including the University of Texas at Austin and the University of California in Los Angeles. NPR's Jasmine Garce is in New York and describes what's going on at Columbia.
It's very quiet on campus right now, a really different picture from a week ago when there were over 100 arrests. And those arrests caused uproar. Columbia President Manoush Shafiq has come under fire for allowing NYPD on campus. She's defended her decision, but she's admitted it was ineffective. The camps popped right back up. And she's also said the university is refocusing its efforts towards talking and negotiating with the students.
NPR's Jasmine Garce, the pro-Palestinian protests have largely been peaceful, but in some cases the rhetoric has veered into anti-Semitism, and Jewish groups have urged schools to take a harder line. The Pentagon has announced details of a new weapons package for Ukraine designed to help the country in the medium and longer term. As NPR's Greg Myrie explains, it's part of the $60 billion in military aid President Biden signed this week.
When President Biden approved the overall measure Wednesday, the Pentagon announced $1 billion in weapons already in the U.S. arsenal that are heading to Ukraine immediately. This latest package, worth $6 billion, lists weapons that will be manufactured by U.S. companies and could take months or years to reach Ukraine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said it includes missiles for the Patriot air defense system. Ukraine has cobbled together air defenses that shoot down most incoming Russian missiles, but it's been running low on missiles needed for these systems. The package also includes artillery, drones, and radar systems. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
Chinese companies make a lot of small, cheap electric vehicles, but high tariffs are keeping them out of the U.S., in part to protect American manufacturing. NPR's Camilla Domonoski spoke to two car shoppers who feel torn about that.
Arvind Srinivasan is a recent college grad.
Personally, I get it conflicted. Cheaper car, you know, as a consumer, yeah, I would buy a Chinese EV, probably without question. But as a person who cares about the country, in that view, I feel like, no, we should either tariff or ban them.
He's worried about the risk to U.S. jobs and the economy. Meanwhile, Bonnie Dixon is worried that keeping these cars out hurts the climate. But she also knows it's cleaner to build cars in the U.S. than in China. Her takeaway? If China is making small, cheap EVs,
I think the American car companies should really get on the bandwagon and start making them too.
Companies say they're working on it. Camilla Domonoski, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow rose 153 points. The Nasdaq was up 316 points today. This is NPR. The Chinese-owned video-sharing app TikTok is banned in a number of countries and also prohibited on some government devices. But if the U.S. seeks to enforce a ban of the social media platform, it could face a fight. That's the message from Beijing, which has signaled that even if a legal battle fails, it's unlikely to back U.S. demands. The China's parent company ByteDance sell TikTok. Places that have instituted total bans of TikTok on security and privacy concerns include Afghanistan, India, and Somalia. Other countries have banned it on work phones. The U.S. does not allow the app on government devices. Taylor Swift's record-breaking new album, The Tortured Poets Department, is leading to a big demand for whimsical products. NPR's Chloe Veltman reports fans are seeking inspiration from the star's music.
The Tortured Poets Department includes references to poets past and present. You're not Dylan Thomas, I'm not Patti Smith. Online marketplace Etsy's trend expert Dana Isom-Johnson says lyrics like this one have led to a run on pretty pens and journals.
A 727% increase in searches on Etsy for poetry-related items.
Meanwhile, small businesses are finding creative ways to meet the demand for tortured poets-related products. Sorella Yarn has released a line of yarns in colours evoked by the album, and the Sparta Candle Company took inspiration from this song. So long, London. To create a soap shaped like a quintessentially British cup of tea. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices rose 28 cents a barrel to $83.85 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.